Huh? What?
You fell asleep in the middle of the best part.
Wait, what were we doing again?
We were almost done with the book, Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. Do you not remember? We're supposed to have a discussion and the audience is counting on you.
Oh, hi. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Amaya. Today, we are going to be discussing part 3 of Fahrenheit 451. That is, if Victoria doesn't fall asleep again.
I'll try not to.
Okay, well, let's get started. So, basically, what I was thinking was that, Victoria, stop daydreaming.
I was just thinking about the dream I had. It was a really good one. I almost didn't want to wake up.
What was it about?
It was a dream about something that happened to me. 2 summers ago, right after I had been baptized at my church, the youth group and I went on a mission trip to Kentucky. We were just one of the many youth groups who gathered for a week-long camp held on a college campus. Each group was doing a different thing, and at the end of every day, we would come together to play games and sing camp songs. My group's project was to help out at a near boys' home. Every day, we would play games outside and make crafts with them until we had to go back to camp. We even put on a play and did face painting for them. I really enjoyed making them smile, and it made me appreciate the little activities I was a part of. I felt like I was really doing the right thing for other people.
Wow, what a great dream. Did that actually happen, though?
Yes, it did. It almost seems too good to be true.
Well, then you should be very proud of yourself for doing the right thing. Helping other people can really help everyone be happy. It helps everyone have someone to look up to. It was just like Montag in Fahrenheit 451. He decided to escape all the situations and conflicts caused by his society because he felt like he wasn't doing the right thing. When he met Granger, he found out that he wasn't alone. Right conduct is a very important part of the way we choose to live our lives.
Yeah. I have no clue what you're talking about because I missed the entire ending. Do you think you'd give me a quick recap?
Sure. The first thing that happens in part 3 is that Guy learns it was Mildred who pulled the alarm. Well, technically it was her friends who pulled the alarm first, but BD said that he let it slide. After Mildred, though, they had to go and investigate. As Montag was being forced to burn his own house down, he ended up putting BD and the other firemen on fire, too, and burning them to death. He grabbed the books that hadn't gotten found and ran to a nearby fireman's house, planting the books in the house as a consequence of the innocent people's houses that the firemen had burned down. He ran to Faber's house to say his final goodbyes and escaped to the other side of the river, where he met up with a man named Granger and his friends. They were all outlaws like him, and he was finally where he belonged. Soon, though, a war had broken out among Montag's old hometown, and the book ended with him and the others walking to the city to help.
Wow, I sure missed a lot. From what you just said, it seems like that Montag's behavior has changed a lot from the beginning. Before, he had a mindset of trying to fit in, but towards the end, he was just focused on doing the right thing.
Have you ever heard the saying, ignorance is bliss? Being innocent is one thing, but ignoring is a whole different topic. If you're innocent, no one can blame you for the mistakes you make. But ignoring on purpose doesn't make you innocent. Having the ability to make right choices should be used wisely. Trying to make yourself a bystander can be very harmful in the long run. Never underestimate your capabilities. One person can change the world.
I get it. Most people in the society were ignorant and they had no idea that the decisions made by the society were wrong. But people like Montag and Faber were lucky enough to have enough knowledge to know the difference between wrong and right. Montag used this information to try to rebuild his society, and even if he had a minimal impact, he still defied the government and made the right choices. The consequences of his actions made him rethink if he was doing the right thing, but eventually, Granger helped him determine that they all made the right kind of mistakes. Faber, on the other hand, was a bystander, and even if he knew that what people were doing were wrong, in his mind, the consequences outweighed the rewards, and he stayed silent.
Exactly. Right conduct is important in a society. If the government is overpowering or the community is led in the wrong direction, the underlying commitments of a human being will be destroyed, and no one will understand that every person should try their best to make the right decisions.
In Fahrenheit 451, Beatty said, "A problem gets too burdensome, then into the furnace with it. Now, Montag, you're a burden, and fire will lift you off my shoulders. Clean, quick, sure, nothing to rot later. Antibiotic, aesthetic, practical." In Beatty's mind, he was making the right decisions. He thought he was doing what was possible to keep all controversial topics out of society so that everyone can enjoy life. But that was very wrong.
You can't blame him for thinking that way. The generations before had to have an impact on the ideologies of the people in the book. If you remember, Montag's father and grandfather were firemen, and he felt forced to follow the legacy. In a similar way, people like Beatty probably felt that looking up to past generations was a way to show pride. Each person thinks that they're doing the right thing, but we have to listen with the intent to determine the flaws in our thinking in order to find out what is really correct.
People like Mildred and Beatty believe that the society should be kept the way it is, protected from any debatable topics. But sometimes, understanding the whole truth can be what helps the society as a whole make choices that will benefit themselves and others around them. We should all be like Montag. Even though he started out an ordinary human, with a little help from Clarice, he learned to be curious, follow his conscience, and do the right thing, even if it meant going against the rest of society. The majority is not the determining factor in influence. Even a single Montag could make a difference by doing what was right.
Well, in the book, Ray Bradbury made Montag an anti-hero. I think that he did that because anti-heroes don't have any special powers, and they don't really end up making much of a difference in the book.
Even though the book ended with no change in the society, I think that making Montag an anti-hero helps the readers learn more valuable lessons that could be applied to their daily lives as well.
I completely agree. Even if Montag was portrayed as someone who went on an important journey in the book, no one really agreed with him, not even by the end of the story. Mildred was someone who I considered a big enemy, even though she doesn't really seem like one.
I agree with you, especially because Mildred was the one who pulled the alarm and basically gave Montag away to Captain Beatty.
I don't really blame her, like I mentioned before, because I think that being in their society, people don't really understand what outliers mean because they're used to everyone thinking the same way. And I think Mildred just didn't know how to react, and she kind of reacted with the thing that she knew how to do, and it was kind of trying to get rid of anything that's bad in the society.
Yeah, I agree. I think that people in the society all knew that, oh, if something's bad, they should burn it. And then basically she thought, oh, well, now something bad is in my house, so we should burn that. And also, I noticed that when she was leaving, all she thought about was her TV family, like when she knew that they were going to burn her house, which is kind of sad to think because that means she didn't really have any love for Montag and she liked her TV family more.
Yeah, I agree with you because, like, it is very sad, but I think that I don't think Montag felt any sadness for her in the beginning, though, because they didn't really have much of a understanding between each other, and I think that the only people Mildred really loved were the TV family, and I think that Montag did make an effort to try to get them to have more of a connection with each other, but I don't think Mildred was very accepting to the thoughts of Montag.
And I think that
the, like, what Mildred represented in the society could also be something that we could apply to our society, because, like, if someone is being different, most people are not very accepting to them in the beginning, and they kind of judge them for thinking a different way, and I think that Mildred was just one of those normal people in society, and I think it kind of shows that if you want to do the right thing, you shouldn't let anyone stop you, because, like, knowing that something is right and following your conscience is, like, the most important thing that you can do, and I think Gaia understood that.
Yeah, and I think when he burned Captain Beatty, he was actually kind of doing the right thing because Captain Beatty was already kind of suicidal, it seemed like, and he just didn't have the confidence to kill himself. So he kind of instigated Montag because he knew Montag would eventually kill him. And I think that Montag was really like, oh, well, since he doesn't want to live, this is the right thing to do. Which brings us back to how Montag was trying to do the right thing.
Well, I also think that Captain Beatty was kind of moved by the way that guy thought. And I think, in a way, Captain Beatty understood what he was thinking. But since he was a very high, he had, like, a lot of power in his society, I think he was just trying to lead the society on the way it was kept in the past. But I think he had an inner sense that what he was doing was wrong. And so I think that's why he didn't really disagree when Guy threatened to burn him.
Yeah, he definitely seemed to know more about books than the rest of the people in the society. He just seemed to have the same opinion as them with more knowledge of books. And then after that, when he was attacked by the Hound, that was, that kind of reminded me that, like, even though he was trying to do the right thing, there were definitely some consequences.
Yeah, I think that the Hound was one thing that instilled fear in him, and he, throughout the book, I don't think Guy really had anything that he was afraid of other than consequences, and I think the Hound was the biggest thing because he didn't want to put himself or anyone else he knew in danger, and that includes, like, Faber, and I noticed that he was very cautious about staying at Faber's house, and I think the Hound just instilled a lot of fear, but I'm very, like, surprised that even through obstacles, he overcame them and still did the right thing, because that kind of sounds like something a hero would do more than an anti-hero, which really surprised me, but it kind of shows me that, like, anything is possible, and if you have a goal in mind to do the right thing, then I think if you have a certain mindset, then you'll be able to reach it. And I noticed that after that, after he crossed the river and he met Granger for the first time, knowing that there were outcasts and other people like him seemed more comforting to him. And I remember him saying that the fire seemed inviting instead of destroying.
Yeah, and that was a really big metaphor, I think, for the book, because he, like, before, fire was something that destroyed, and then now it's inviting, which kind of seems like he's getting away from his old life that was kind of destroying, and now he's come to this new place with other people like him who are inviting him into their circle.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it was a very big metaphor, and I think that Montag had the intention of doing the right thing, and he knew that that was what he was meant to do, but knowing that there was other people like him made him more welcomed, made him feel more welcomed. And I think that the fire seeming inviting showed how if you look at a certain thing in a different perspective, it can make you feel negative or positive. And that was kind of reflected throughout the entire book, how the society thought of everything as controversial and they burned it. But I think that if they had a better mindset, then they would probably have been able to like reduce the burning of a ton of things and kind of show more understanding and maybe even make the society a better place in a better way than what Montag did. And I also noticed that in the book, Granger said on page 156, "And hold on to one thought, you're not important, you're not anything. Someday the load we're carrying with us may help someone. But even when we had the books on hand, a long time ago, we didn't use what we got out of them. We went straight on insulting the dead." And it just kind of shows how, like, the human nature is kind of finding people's flaws rather than looking at your own flaws. And I think that that quote was really something, like, a theme that was reflected throughout the whole book. Because people, like, everyone was a normal person. Even Montag was a normal person. And his, like, because he gained as much knowledge as he did, he learned how to make the right decisions. And so I think what Granger's trying to say is that no matter all like what good things you do, you should always remember what you were like before. And so you should not seem like you're very important. Like you should treat everyone equally. And I think that also leads back into doing the right thing, because like, they should all understand that everyone has mistakes and they should accept people for who they are. And I think that if people had done that earlier, I think it would have made the society more inviting and a lot better place for people to live at. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, but I also think that human nature is also to kind of be a bystander, because if you see people that like to read books getting, like, discriminated against and you just don't do anything, it's just going to get worse and worse, which is what I kind of also think Granger was talking about when he said that, because he was talking about how they didn't do anything and they were nothing when they could have done things before.
I never thought of it that way, but I think you're right as well, because, like, I think that we can all try to improve ourselves, and I think that in a way that Montag felt kind of guilty for not speaking up, and he felt like he made mistakes, but everyone, like Granger and all the other people, were very welcoming, and they kind of accepted him for who he was, and they, I remember Granger telling him that they all made the right kind of mistakes. And I think that was, like, a very powerful sentence that stuck with me, because it shows that even if there are consequences, that everyone there made the right choices, and that's why they're all, like, similar.
Yeah, and then when they're going back to the city, I found it interesting that Guy thought of Mildred, even though there didn't seem to be any love between them, but Guy knew that there must have been some, and that he was kind of doing the right thing in remembering Mildred when she was about to die because the city was about to be bombed.
Yeah, I think that there, like, I kind of feel that there was some sort of connection between Mildred and Montag, but when they did part, I feel like Mildred kind of forgot everything that happened in her past, and she was kind of learning to move on, and she thought of Montag as, like, the biggest enemy in her life. Well, even though Montag he wasn't very fond of Mildred for the actions that she did, he still remembered the past, and it kind of reflects, like in our current society and what should happen in the future. I think that rather than forgetting our mistakes in the past, we should, like, learn from them and try to make them better. And I think that remembering Mildred kind of showed that he still cared for the people in his past and, like, the places that they had brought him to and what they had helped him learn, even though they didn't make the right choices like Montag did.
Well, I'm really excited that we finished Fahrenheit 451, now I have nothing to do. We finished all our discussions and we finished the end of the story.
I was wondering if why Faber never spoke up in the world with as many books as there were, and even having so much knowledge, I was wondering why Faber didn't speak up. But since the book is over, I guess we'll never get to know why he didn't and what was going through his head.
Well, that's something for our listeners to think about.
It was very fun to work with you and learn new things throughout this journey.
You too. I learned a lot of valuable lessons, and now I know that in the future, I will make the right decisions.
Same here. Thanks, listeners, for joining the ride. Hopefully, we will meet again sometime soon.
But until then, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.